Gardner Supplies giving a $100 gift certificate. I mean, we have a lot of that stuff coming down. Watch the movie, and then afterward you get more opportunities to ask questions. Mm-hmm. So it's coming at a great time of year when everybody's chomping at the bit to get out and garden. You can come ask these kinds of things, meet the leaders, find out who the local practitioners are. If you're using True Green Kemlon now or somebody's of their ilk, you can find an alternative practitioner there. And if you don't agree with what we're saying right now, come talk to us. I mean, I am all for having a friendly discussion.
Yeah, and none of those experts will talk down to you. I guarantee it. If they do, I want to know about it because...
You've had them all on the show, Lenny. These are the nicest people on the planet.
There are no bad questions.
Yeah. And they get prettier. I mean, we have Nancy DeBrule, and then we have Paul Tukey. Paul, thank you so much for calling in and spending an hour with us. We really appreciate it, and I'd like to invite everyone to see A Chemical Reaction tomorrow. 1 o'clock, be there for the goodies, and then 2 o'clock is the showing. Suggested is a donation is $10, but I'm sure they'll take more. It's at Trinity College, 300 Summit Street, Hartford, Connecticut.
Thank you for the opportunity, folks. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Paul. We'll be back with more Garden Talk right after this. You think so?
You weren't supposed to put on my mic yet.
Welcome back to Garden Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, I'm such a goof.
It's time, the moment that Lisa waits for. In the entire show.
You know, I get handed the papers every week of the stuff that's going on with the show, and I never read what this is, so I can be surprised along with everybody else.
And you will be surprised. You won't be disappointed. It's time for great moments in gardening and other stuff you didn't know about plants. And, of course, it's brought to you, as it is every week, by Moscarello's Garden Shop, 2600 Albany Avenue, West Hartford, Connecticut. Give them a call at 860-236-5487. Ready, guys?
Sure.
Always.
Thor was angry. He was more than angry. He was peeved at mankind and unleashed his flying dragons to fill up and foul all the wells on the earth with this common vegetable seed. Fortunately for men and women, the dragons were a little careless dropping some of the seed onto fertile ground. It sprouted and gave the people, under Thor's command, a new vegetable. To calm and flatter the now angrier than ever thunder god, his subjects dedicated the vegetable to him and ate it only on his dedicated day of the week, Thursday or Thursday. What common vegetable almost destroyed mankind by
zucchini?
Thor's. Now that's still mine.
It's a pretty obvious one. I don't think it's that obvious.
Yeah. No, it was peas.
Oh.
Peas were believed discovered by the Chinese in 3000 BC. They were uncommon in the Roman Empire, however, because the ancient Romans preferred the garbanzo beans, the chickpea. In the Middle Ages, peas were considered a Lenten fare, which is very apropos.
Oh, lentils. Sorry.
They're kind of legumes. They were easily dried and commonly stored against times of famine. Today, peas are enjoyed year-round, but I'll tell you what, nothing tastes as good as that first sugar snap pea in the garden. And now, you know, St. Patrick's
it's
Day.
Really
well, but only on Thursday.
Well,
No.
Only if you don't want to be destroyed by Thor.
Which I'm not so much worried about anymore.
I'm related, so I'm good.
Yeah. He's been out of work for a while.
522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, star WTIC. Give us a call. Next hour is all for you. All for you. You have any questions about...
Half hour, 20 minutes.
Seed starting. Come on, I know you guys
want to
start talking about...
We have a short show today. Okay, so hurry up and call. 1-800-966-WTIC, star WTIC, 522-WTIC.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, you asked me a question.
Which question was that?
How are our artichokes doing?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was in charge of the Len and Lisa artichoke
starting
operation. Mm-hmm. And you have to start them very early, we found out, from the Johnny seeds. So I ordered the Johnny seeds. By the way, you owe me 50 yeah. bucks. The packet was only $3, but
shipping killed you.
Yeah. Seems that, and they are poking their little heads up from the soil, so we will have artichokes, dear. Yeah, they're imperial stars. They recommended, the package recommended that we use, about 75, 80 degrees from beneath, heat from beneath, and that's exactly what we've done, and it didn't take a week for
wow,
them to
I'm
come
so
up.
Excited, man.
Yeah. I also put in some, because I'm too cheap to buy the sweet potato slips, I put in some sweet potatoes on the heated mat also.
I just go buy the sweet potato at the store. You know, if you go and get the organic ones, they don't got nothing on them.
Well, I know, and that's what I did, and I cut them up and I put them in the soil.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go. And I started some onions, so. I'll have some early starts.
That's about right. No brassicas, no kohlrabi, cabbage, none of those early out guys yet?
I am, no, not this year. I'm just, if there is a cabbage white butterfly out there, it will find my broccoli.
Spinosad works a charm.
I know, it's just, I can't look at a piece of broccoli anymore without thinking it's moving.
This is not actually a gardening problem, but rather
it's a
neurological,
yeah, yes,
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But so there's always floating row covers.
Let's go to whoa, we lost just, did we lose Jeff? Or is Jeff still on the line there, buddy? Line two. Let's go to line one.
Okay, go to line one.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff, welcome to Garden Talk.